The town of Normal has approved its annual street repair program. Joining us to talk about that and other issues is Mayor Chris Koos. The mayors of Bloomington and Normal join us most Tuesdays after council meetings. Mayor, welcome.
Good afternoon, Charlie.
Town council members approved an estimated $2.4 million of work Monday night, including two sections of College Avenue, one east and west of Main Street, another near Uptown from Beach to Blair Streets, a few blocks of School Street north of Uptown, a stretch of Vernon Avenue from Linden to Grandview, also slated for resurfacing. Bloomington is also discussing the amount put towards street repair. What makes $2.4 million for the town a sweet spot for Normal after a winter like this one, which has threatened car axles through the region?
Well, I think you have to understand, Charlie, that that doesn't include pothole repairs. And pothole repairs aren't anything we can do effectively until probably mid-April to May when the asphalt plants open up. Now, that $2.4 million is not the only money we're spending on street resurfacing. That's motor fuel tax money. That's money we get from the federal government every year and pass through to the state. And so we have allocated that amount of money, which we're receiving, to do street repairs.
So the city of Bloomington spends roughly $4 million a year on streets and sidewalks. By comparison, Normal is smaller, but how much does Normal spend?
Well, I'd have to look at the budget because it's in like six or seven different places. We've got motor fuel tax, we've got non-motor fuel tax, we've got concrete street repair. There are different pools of money. I'd have to get back to you on the aggregate number.
It's in north of four?
I would doubt that. Okay. Probably in the three range.
Okay. So three quarters of the city of Bloomington's level, in spite of the fact that Normal is much smaller in terms of street miles.
Mm-hmm.
Since much of this year's program was already in train before the winter ended, if indeed it has, though we devoutly pray that it has, how much do you think needs to be added or will be added to next year's program to catch up in spite of the temporary pothole repairs?
Well, the pothole repairs we will do once we get hot mix asphalt will not be temporary. They will be permanent repairs. And it depends on the degradation of the sub base around that. So
it's for a given.
I know you're going to a number.
It's for a given value of permanent, though. It's hot mix is not
asphalt streets are a given value of permanence.
Right. Which raises a whole different asphalt versus concrete and extending the life, but that we don't need to get entirely into that. Explain to the public, though, since thoughts are beginning to turn to street repairs and the construction season, about how the town prioritizes and sets up its list of things to do.
Well, it's done. We had a comprehensive street repair study done 2 years ago, I think it was, and it basically looked at every street in the community and gave it an A, B, C, D, E, F rating. At the time we did that, we had no street below a C rating, and this was done by an independent agency, not in-house. Our engineering staff goes through and updates that every year. So streets with asphalt are on a rotating basis, and that rotating basis depends on whether it's an arterial, a collector, or a neighborhood street. Now, obviously, arterials and collectors see a lot more traffic, so they get resurfaced more often.
The city of Bloomington is discussing a 4 cent per gallon increase in the local gasoline tax to pay for road repairs to boost the number on an annual basis. Normal council candidates were less than enthusiastic after following suit during a recent candidates forum. How important is it for you that the two municipalities remain in rough parity on taxes to avoid a competitive advantage or disadvantage?
Generally, we like to see parity on sales taxes, but it's not always the case. There was a time 4 or 5 years ago where Bloomington raised its sales tax 0.25%. It was almost a year before we followed suit on it. So it's not just a rubber stamp. Oh, Bloomington did it. Normal's going to do it. And we haven't, frankly, had the discussion at the council level on what that looks like. And Will it pass in the city of Bloomington? I don't know.
No, we're not presupposing it'll pass. The committee of the whole meeting last night was notable for a lack of commitment pro or con by most aldermen. Mm-hmm. What do you think the town, I mean, you mentioned sales tax, but is motor fuel tax and a place to remain competitive or on an even playing field?
I think what you have to look at motor fuel tax is, you know, it's part of a bigger picture. The Highway Trust Fund from the federal government is going broke. There's talk about an increase at the state level on taxes and an increase in taxes at the federal level. Obviously, that won't happen until an election happens. It's a very politically hot football that's being tossed around right now. But the fact is, cars are more efficient. There's more hybrid cars, more electric cars coming into the market. So the money that traditionally funded road repair nationally is a dwindling amount. So something has to give if people want their streets repaired.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker with Mayor Chris Koos of the town of Normal. Bush Construction just released the news that AFNI is one of the tenants of the Trail East project, along with the engineering firm Farnsworth. The third major tenant is an unnamed tech firm. We've been hearing it might be Microsoft, which already has a presence in Bloomington. Is it Microsoft?
That was dead air on purpose.
Mm-hmm. And
again, that was dead air on purpose.
And is it not Microsoft then?
More dead air.
You're just not going to tackle that.
Whoever that firm is, it's their responsibility and at their preference to release that information.
Farnsworth and AFNI will not create new jobs. They're consolidating offices or building new space that is better than the space they currently have.
I will disagree with that.
According to Farnsworth, they're consolidating. According to AFNI, they're relocating their corporate offices.
Primarily, that is accurate, but Farnsworth has committed to more space than they initially had, and their indication to me is they will add some jobs. Now, I can't tell you if that's 5 jobs or 50 jobs.
That was not part of the news release yesterday from Bush Construction.
No, it was
not.
Nope.
So
that was my understanding. And it's kind of interesting, the same thing that Illinois State University said years ago about faculty was that what happened in Uptown enhance their ability to attract a higher quality faculty because of the quality of life issue that it raised. Farnsworth and AFNI have both said the same thing in terms of recruiting younger new talent. As older people retire, the locations that they're currently in certainly aren't appealing to younger people, and that's not a place they want to work. And so both of those companies have said they're doing what they're doing to be better attract new talent and to consolidate operations.
So let's stipulate for the moment the competitive landscape argument and stipulate that there will be some sort of job creation, although it's not exactly clear how much or how significant. Is that worth taxpayer involvement in substantially, though, still rearranging jobs within the community, even though it's in a better, livelier place?
Well, I think in the long term, I do think it is worth it. These are companies that are trying to be competitive in a world market, a national market for Farnsworth, a world market for AFNI, and they feel that this is something necessary for them to do. Again, there's no tax dollars up front. The tax dollars, TIF dollars that would go to that project don't exist without the project.
Yes, the project doesn't happen without the TIF money, the property tax rebates from the increased tax base of the Trail East project wouldn't be there without this. But why should town government decide that location deserves preference above all other possible ones that could be built without municipal help?
It's part of our planning process, Charlie. That's something we planned 20 years ago and updated 3 or 4 years ago as part of community comprehensive plan.
What else is going on here to make this a good and worthy project for you?
ask that a different way.
So we mentioned the competitive landscape, the job retention part. There's some minor job creation. There's the comprehensive planning to saying, we want this here. What else makes this a good project in your book?
It's an economic driver for the town of Normal. My guess is you'll see more restaurants because you now have 400 additional people, white-collar jobs for the most part, that are going to be located in Uptown Normal. People coming in to visit these firms from around the country should help our hotel situation a little bit. More life on the street, it further revitalizes an area that 22 years ago was kind of desolate.
So taking jobs from AFNI, jobs from Bloomington, and Farnsworth jobs from Bloomington and putting them in Uptown is worth it for the town as well then?
Well, I kind of see where you're going, Charlie, but this is a building we wanted to develop, and it is part of our plan. AFNI and Farnsworth saw an advantage to them competitively to locate in those buildings. So I think it's, you know, you've got to take them a step apart. It's not like we've got to build this building because Farnsworth and AFNI wanted it. The plan actually went forward without them involved. Farnsworth, to a certain extent, was, but they hadn't made a decision when we had decided to go forward with the Trailside East project. So, you know, you could make the same argument about Dick's Sporting Goods in Bloomington leaving Normal. And we're fine with that. We understand Dick's needed to do something different to be competitive in the market.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker with Mayor Chris Koos of the town of Normal. The other major Uptown news is the idea that the nonprofit Art Station, currently located on the campus of Illinois State University, is going to locate in the parking deck between Mulberry and in Uptown, and that will involve an investment by this nonprofit of about $1.2 million to build the place out, and then the town is offering this space free of with a free lease. Why that?
It was always envisioned that we would do that as part of that that deck project, and frankly, we thought it was retail space. I was probably the negative voice on that. I didn't think it was very good retail space because of its location and its access to parking. And it's not all that close to the core of Uptown. But we'd always envisioned that that space was just built out. We'd actually either convert it to parking or find a tenant. We found the tenant first.
So what makes that particular tenant a good fit right there?
They want to be there? How's that?
Okay, that's a minimum. Is there another reason?
We think it fits the community. I think it also will bring more people into the area. I think their mission is laudable, that they're, you know, working with lower income populations, disabled populations, and introducing them to the visual arts in a setting that they don't have access to right now.
Is there synergy with the Children's Discovery Museum or the library or university galleries or something like that?
Yes, of course there is.
Okay. So you have university galleries, you have the Art Station, you have the Children's Discovery Museum, you have City Hall. Is the portion of Uptown devoted to not-for-profit or governmental functions getting to be out of scale with the commercial part?
No.
Okay. Why not?
Because it isn't. I mean,
so what's a good ratio? Unpack that.
You tell me what a good ratio is. I don't know. Is there a standard for communities to say that it's got this? You know, you can't have. You've got too much arts. You've got too much government. I don't know. I can't answer that.
Okay. You recently went to Washington, D.C. for the One Voice trip. Update us on that and whether there will be fruit from that that pollination.
We had good meetings. Now, the group did divide up into different issues. We had incubator. We had underpass issues, and I was with that team. So we met with DOT people. We met with our two congressmen and our two senators to talk about the project. Updates, it's on what's happening. We did not get the Bill Grant we applied for, nor did we get the 2017 Crissy Grant that we applied for. But we had good debriefings from the agencies to say, you know, this is something in your request that you might want to fine-tune. There were other parts they said, don't touch that. Don't you dare touch that, because that's perfect in our grant application. So that was very, very helpful. I will say that between Congressman LaHood and Congressman Davis and our two senators, Duckworth and Durbin, they talk to each other all the time about this project. And my understanding is they were going to do a group call. Staff from those four offices were going to do a group call to DOT to stump for this project. So we're not there yet. We've still got work to do, but these kind of repeat visits keeps it top of mind. That's why we do it.
Is there... should it be happening this way, as this model of big group going and giving the full court press still effective, or can it be done with smaller meetings and less travel?
You know, that's a very good question, and I ask some staffers on the side, are we bothering you? Are we wasting your time coming out with this group? And they were adamantly, no, you are not, because your community... You know, the segments of the community that are represented on the trip, and you come to us with three or four projects that you're unified behind, it makes our life so easy. We hear stories about communities that will go in with 14 or 15 projects that they want funding for. The fact that we narrow it down and we're resolute, you know, business, labor, education, government. These are the projects we want to see for the community.
So the one-stop shopping with multiple stakeholders all in attendance is still worth continuing.
That's what they tell us.
Okay. Mayor Chris Koos joins us after council meetings most weeks on Sound Ideas. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Always good to have the conversation.
I'm Charlie Schlenker. This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org.